Federal officials found a local religious organization that was taking part in the temporary foreign worker program non-compliant and fined them $15,000 last month. The Marietta Religious Faith Society, which, according to its Facebook page, promotes Sikh religious faith, was investigated and found non-compliant for two reasons. As an employer, they didn't supply documents that an inspector asked for, and they were not actively engaged in the business that the foreign national was hired to do, aside from live-in caregivers, according to the Government of Canada website. While the society was fined, it is still eligible to employ temporary foreign workers, TFW. The Squamish chief tried to reach out to the organization by Facebook, email and phone but was unable to get a response. Migrant Worker Support Program. The Migrant Worker Support Program, which has run out of the Squamish Welcome Center for just under 2 years to support TFW in town, said that while they couldn't speak to this case, temporary foreign workers in Squamish have faced various types of issues and abuse. This program is specifically tailored for temporary foreign workers and their families, said Zulma Reyna, Migrant Worker Support Coordinator with the program. So those are workers here in Squamish, living or working in Squamish. Some of them live here that work in Whistler with a closed work permit or employer-specific work permits, which allow them to work only for one specific employer in one specific position with one specific wage in one location. So they're completely, absolutely specific. In 2024, 32.5% of program participants experienced physical, financial, or psychological abuse in their workplaces here in the Sea to Sky. Some of those people have been successful in application for an open work permit for vulnerable persons, meaning they had to prove that abuse was taking place and they were issued an open work permit for vulnerable persons so they could work somewhere else, said Tanager, who has only one full, legal name, coordinator for the Squamish Volunteer Center Society, which operates the Welcome Center. Zero of those companies are on that list for non-compliance. So that list is only for companies that have been inspected, and then the results of the inspection were such that they decided to issue a non-compliance. Tanager added that there are some issues with that inspection process to begin with. The inspector can only speak English or French, which some temporary foreign workers might not speak. Workers aren't always interviewed in a confidential setting, or they may be trained what to say in front of an inspector. Part of the problem is TFW don't always know the way they're being treated as abuse. In many of the cases, temporary foreign workers don't even recognize the abuse, Reyna said. The situation for them is like, okay, I came here and I have to work hard, work harder than people who were born here, and kind of normalize some abusive situations, and then when they realize this is not the right way, it's even more shocking. Canadian workers can help play a role to ensure their TFW colleagues are treated fairly, they add. Despite this really specific work permit, they are workers, they are human beings with lives and rights just like you, Tanager said. So they should be treated equally. They should be treated with the same respect, the same as you, and it's good to look out for each other. It can also be helpful for TFW across the province to reach out to their local welcome centers and connect with resources, even if they never have an issue with their employer. The Migrant Worker Support Program, which is available during their office hours, but also by appointment, by email or phone, is currently serving people from 19 countries, primarily the Philippines and Mexico. The vast majority are hired in Squamish to work in hospitality, specifically fast food restaurants. Other immigrant workers on different visas are encouraged to access the Squamish Newcomer Services. For more information on the program, drop in at 38027 and 37029 Cleveland Avenue. Email miwow@welcomesquamish.ca or call 604-815-4142. And ask for the Migrant Worker Support Program. Asterisk. Please note, this story has been corrected since it was first posted. The correct name of the program is Squamish Migrant Worker Support Program, not Squamish Migrant Support Program as originally worded. Also, this quote has been corrected to what the person actually said. Some of those people have been successful in application for an open work permit for vulnerable persons, meaning they had to prove that abuse was taking place and they were issued an open work permit for vulnerable persons so they could work somewhere else. The original quote said, weren't. The Squamish chief apologizes for these errors.